Alei Shru Chelik Beis Daf Kuf Beis, at the bottom paragraph base. Rabbi Elazar ve Rabbi Tzadok Ro'e b'mikra ze derech ha'tira atzma. As the author said, this is not a machlokes between Tanakama and Rabbi Elazar ve Rabbi Tzadok. These are two complementary views. He sees in this pasuk that we're discussing the path of the Torah itself. He ha'mevi'ah es adam me'ahava lishmi'as ko Elohim Yisborach. It's the Torah itself that brings a person from Ahava to Shmi'a Bekoiloi, to obedience to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Misham Lidvekus, from there to attachment. However, Rak Tzeich Lakachas HaTorah Al Darka. It has to be taken on its own terms, we would say in English. Uchvi Shekasav Al Zeharoish, as the Rosh writes, Leshem Torah, for its own sake, Goin Leida Ulhavin Ulhisif Lekach Ufilpul, to understand, to gain deeper insights, to add analysis, as opposed to Kintur, as opposed to just boasting or trying to undermine another viewpoint. Ve'yishmoir al darka u'kdushasa shel ha'Torah, to preserve the Torah on its own terms. Ve'lo yaseh oisah lechevta shel kavod, not to make it into some tool, into a vehicle for his own aggrandizement. Atara lizgadelba, that's the term that is used in that brisa, a crown with which to aggrandize oneself. Oishel parnasa, or to use it to further one's material welfare, which the Tana put in those terms as a shovel with which one digs for oneself. So his words can be understood according to the Chovos Levavos over there. The Chovos Levavos writes as follows: so when you take wisdom and you let it chart its own course, let it run its own course, it is a panacea for all ills. When one strays from its path, it is an all-encompassing illness for which there's no healing, there's no medicine. That's what the Torah is compared to fire. The pasuk in Yirmiyahu, is compared to fire, it has a positive aspect in that it illuminates. It can also burn whoever strays from its path. So, this phrase that the Chovos Levavos uses, to allow the Torah to run its own course, or wisdom to run its own course, that's the great introduction. Even a neophyte, even a beginner knows how important it is, how fundamental it is to learn from one's Rebbe, to receive from him a proper, straight, robust approach in learning. How dangerous it is, particularly in Paskin Halacha, to stray from this path because of some bias, some prejudice that a person has. Then regarding which Rabbi Yisrael Misalant writes, Ki hagam sh'atira misura l'vnei adam. Even though the Torah was given to human beings, l'chtoich inyanah kefi matras sechel enoishi, to determine its concepts according to the aim of the human mind. It was given to us, lo yibashamayimi, and it is determined by human analysis. Still, lo yinichbeshahi, it's not that like we've conquered it. It is not under our control. La'asos ba kechefzeinu al pita alochos etzoneseinu, to do with it as we wish, according to our whims. Pigulhu lo yirotzeh, he uses words from the Torah. It's pigul, it's distant, it is not acceptable to do such a thing. Just as this applies in the name of Gemara and in Psak Halacha, kach be'agadata v'sham b'yosef, so to in Agadata, and even more so, because as we've mentioned before, when it comes to Shmaitasa, when it comes to regular halachic sugyos, Chazal wanted to reveal, and nonetheless it's very difficult to understand. In Agadata, they wanted to conceal, not to reveal. V'kasheu chiflaim l'redes l'ayim kohen. Therefore, it's twice as difficult to penetrate its depths. And therefore, it is vulnerable to our biases. As the author says now, ma me'oide shachiyahu, she'me'akmim es apshat b'ma'amar chazal. It is so very common that people distort the meaning of a statement of Chazal kedei lehato yisrael muskal rishon shelan, in order to bend it to our preconceived notions. It's quite often that it happens that through this process one distorts and undermines real fundamentals of Emunah, because one has a certain agenda and then one reads the statement of Chazal not as the author and the Chavos Lubavos refer to it, on its own terms. A person transforms it and bends it to his own understanding and to his own prejudices. It's a great wisdom to be able to do this. To allow wisdom to run its own course and to lead one as opposed to distorting it. So this is what the Rosh writes there, that one has to learn L'Shem Torah. So one who learns Torah in this way, on its own terms, that leads him to obey HaKadosh Baruch Hu and then to attach himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The person who strays from the path of Torah, what he hears in the Torah is the echo of his own voice. Eskol Hashem, the voice of Hashem, which is revealed in both Halacha and Haggadah, he doesn't hear. Mimele, he will not come to attachment. What he's hearing is not the voice of Hashem, he hears the echo of his own voice, which he fills the Torah with. The person who takes the Torah, again, on its own terms, for its own sake, Gam atara okardom, cannot turn it into a crown or a shovel. Like we said before, the author explains, a crown represents to use it for his aggrandizement. Shovel represents material, a material agenda, selling books, selling oneself as a speaker, that type of thing. So a person's learning the Torah on its own sake cannot do that. Ki baze shuvu mate oisa min sivasa, because once again, by doing that, he forces the Torah off its own path. Lageshes la Torah l'shem Torah, to approach the Torah for the sake of the Torah, he ha'ava mechuyeves. That's the love that is required. That's the basic love that the Torah requires. Via poisachas lifnei adam es darkei ha'aliyah tzfunim ba. That's what opens before the person the paths of growth, which are inherent, innate in it. Sikum is a summary. Besugya zoi misba'er kitzad ahavam amida es ha'adam hanigash el ha'tera b'ker nera. This sugya explains how it is that love places the individual that approaches the Torah in the focus, in the light. B'ker nera. La'asek bah lishma. It teaches us how to be involved in Torah lishma. B'taharas ha'kavana, with purity of intent. All the way to earning Me'in Olam Haba, ulachazik be'itzah chayim mamash, as we said before, to go beyond the level of Eitz Hadas, to reach the level of Eitz Chayim. Ve'gam kitzad ha'ava yamaslul b'Torah atzma. Ha, love is the path in the Torah itself, ha'mevi es ha'osek ba ad lidvekus b'Hashem, that brings the one who's involved in it up to attachment to Hashem. Ve'aklal ha'gadoil hu, the fundamental principle here is, Ahava mevi'a lidei dvekus. Ultimately, ahava brings to attachment. Our heves ha'Torah misbatel aleha. A person who loves the Torah and therefore nullifies his agendas, his preconceived notions, his biases. When he does that, yochal lishmo b'kol Hashem ha'medaber ala mitoch ha'Torah. He will be able to hear the voice of Hashem speaking to him from the Torah. Ve'al yadah nihye gam davuk bo yisbarach. And therefore, through the Torah, he becomes attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What we're going to do now is take these two sugyos in Darim, wrap them up together so that they become a unity. The first one, where we establish that Birkas HaTorah easily ikuv, it's indispensable. There's a certain element of lishma which we said is indispensable, and we do not apply to it the teaching that mitoch shelo lishma ba lishma. And the second sugya that establishes the essence of learning Torah on the concept of love, whether by nullifying all biases like Tanakama said, or like the second approach in the second sugya, by allowing the Torah to run its own course and learning it for the sake of Torah, like the Tana. To wrap them up together, Haklal Hagadol Bechol HaTorah Kula, the greatest fundamental, the central idea in the entire Torah, Mahusah V'inana, the essence of the Torah, the concept of Torah is Ahava. Ahavas HaBoireh Eleha, the love of the Creator for the Torah, Ki Lifresh Mimena Eini Yachol, I can't separate from it, as per the Mashal, the king says, I cannot separate from my only daughter. Ahavas HaBoireh Eleinu Shenasan Eisah Lanu, the love of the Creator towards us, who gave the Torah to us. Ahavas Adam Yisrael LaTorah, the love of the individual Jew towards the Torah, Hamvatel Eskol Negiah, which allows him to overcome his biases and his agendas, Umchavenes Yisrael LaDarekah Shel HaTorah Atzma, and guides him to follow the path of the Torah itself, to allow it to run its course. Ve'aledei Ahava Zoi, who Zeche Shatorah Tadabek Yisrael LaBoreh. Through this love, he earns that the Torah then attaches him to the Creator. Ahava Zoi Lo Nitenes Lachatzein. This love cannot be a half-hearted affair. Bischilas Esek HaTorah. Right at the beginning, right at the outset of involvement in Torah, there needs to be the love there to take the Torah with the Creator. One can't take it halfway. It's as we said before, perhaps in terms that are a little casual, but it's a package deal to take the Torah together with the Creator. In one's involvement, what appears is the concept of to learn for the sake of the Torah itself, and it must be involved, it must be accompanied with avoida to purify oneself of agendas and biases. So great is the concept of love in the Torah. That, as Chazal say, it can bring the person from Shelo Lishma to Lishma, with one condition, as long as right at the outset, he was aware and he wanted to reach the Lishma. Like we said in Explainer of Chaim, when he puts his foot on that first rung, it's with the idea that he will be on the top rung at some point. He must want it right at the outset. Loi, ein shum sitra ben hasugyos. There's no contradiction between this sugyos, as might appear at first. Kulon miksha achas shel ahava azah. It's all one body. He is paraphrasing, of course, the description of the kapoiris. The kapoiris must be made from a solid piece of gold. So here, kulan miksha achas. All these sugyos are all one solid piece shel ahava azah, characterized by intense love. The great challenge in involvement in Torah is specifically what we just called half-hearted measures, taking part of the package and not the entire package. This does happen, that through love for the Torah itself and its wisdom, we ignore the love of the Creator for it, and the love of the Creator towards us, and then the person, just for him it suffices to be involved in Torah without taking a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And of course we're speaking here not about people who are distant from the Torah, we're speaking about people who are involved in Torah, but for them it means involvement in the intellectual delight. The author says, "Zeu nisyonam shel talmidei chachamim davka." This is specifically a nisyon of talmidei chachamim. Hamisanegim al chokhmasa kol kach. They delight in the joy. They delight in the wisdom and intellectual challenge, and they leave a kadosh baruch hu out of it. Kach kosav ha-maharal in nesiv ha-Torah perek zayin. That's the crucial nisyon over here. Conversely, ve'yesh ha-shem erov ahava saboireh, o'eskim b'shalosh v'zishbachos. Sometimes one takes the other extreme, and through love for the Creator, one gets involved in inyanim of avodah, like shiroyis v'sishu b'choyis, to the detriment of learning the Torah. Umisalmim esek haTorah v'halacha. Such a person takes the other approach. It's all focused on love for the Creator, and then the Torah stuff gets neglected. Which is why Rav Chaim Mevoloshin emphasized so much the idea that Lishma is for the sake of the Torah. Both of these extremes are wrong. Both of these individuals are mistaken. It is not possible to achieve a true closeness to the Creator without involvement in the Torah, in proper learning Shema Tesah v'Halacha, and not just Shirois v'Sish B'Chois or concepts like that. U'me'idach, on the other hand, be'esek haTorah b'liz kavus laborim, ha'ikar haseh. The other extreme, involvement in Torah, just in the sugyos, just to become a Gemara mechanic, without drawing nearer to the Creator, the essence is missing from it. Both of these extremes are wrong. How great is this love which we are obligated in? The Rambam writes about this in Hilchos Teshuvah. It is a clear-cut, well-known thing. Love for HaKadosh Baruch does not become bound up in a person's heart until he becomes totally involved in the Torah. Yishkeh, as we'll see now, in the simple sense, means complete preoccupation. The person has nothing in the world other than the Torah. As we say in the Shema, ve'ohavta bechol levavecha uvechol nafshecha, to love the Torah with all one's heart, all one's soul. Uvhasagas ravad sham, the ravad on that halacha writes, when the Rambam says ad sheyishge batamid, it's not a usual word, it's not a common word, ad sheyishge batamid. So the Rambam explains, zeh shigayon, this concept, we're not certain what the Rambam meant when he used this word. We explain it as one of two concepts. Leshoin shir, it can connote song, k'moy shigayon ledavid, we have in Tehillim, some prakim of Tehillim, they begin shigayon ledavid, which according to the Rambam means some type of song. Another explanation of the term, the concept of being preoccupied to the point where you don't pay attention to other things. Says the author, we're talking about a love over here that pushes aside anything else, but brings you to a song spontaneously out of joy. That intense love is the most fundamental aspect of the Torah. That's a secret, that's a profound idea which is referred to as Lishma. Adkan.